As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here on the DMV. In Richmond, you can check us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app all across the country. You can take us on the go, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined today by Jason Bishop and Johnny Cakes Auville. Going to talk some NFL draft, going to talk some Commanders. Joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, or going to join us here momentarily, is our pal John Keim. Rude's the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. I was looking at ESPN.com, who he writes for, and his last article that I can see is all about helping Jaden Daniels build on success, and John joins us now. Hey, John.
Hey, guys.
So they did doing a couple of those things. I know you talked to a couple of NFL coaches like Andy Reid when you were at the owners' meetings. What did they all say on how you help Jaden Daniels in year two?
So there's a few things. One, it starts with Jaden, right? Like, one thing we know, and I think one reason why everybody feels pretty good about his progression is the work he puts in. So if you don't have that, the rest of it doesn't matter, right? And then it depends on who else you talk to. Like, I talked to Brandon Bean about this, the GM from the Bills, because they had Josh Allen. How do you build on that? And a lot of it is, like, you protect him. And some of that protection is getting, you know, building a strong wall in front of him, but also, you know, showing him, going through plays and showing, okay, here's where you could have saved yourself a hit. You know, throw the ball here. And I think Jaden got better with that throughout the season. There are things that one of the things he's going to work on, like you talk about footwork and all that. And this is one thing Dan Quinn talked about. Well, he has his quarterback, one of his quarterback coaches is Ryan Porter. That's what he specializes in footwork. Now, some of what he does is introducing more different styles of drops to his game, and he's worked with them on that for many years. So that way you could have a three-step drop, but take a different three-step drop to kind of toy with the defense a little bit so they can't time up how they're coming, like how they're reading the play. If you're a cornerback, you see a certain drop, like maybe there's a quick three-step drop, you know, or versus a, you know, different style of a three-step drop. It's clearly a more advanced method for a quarterback, and not everybody's going to get this. Jaden has always worked with this. He's worked with this guy since he was like 10 or 11. So he has a handle on that. So that's another way to develop that game and just, you know, get more around him, et cetera. But yeah, it's interesting because, you know, obviously defenses are going to be studying him and he's going to be studying them, and they're playing tougher defenses this year. So you want to make sure he continues to progress. I do think protecting him is the number one thing. And because there are some things like, you know, they run a lot of no huddle, so defenses will study that. Like, how do you then adjust? But I think the other thing that people came away with is that Cliff Kingsbury did a really good job with this group last year, and there's a lot of confidence that he'll continue to evolve the offense with Jaden.
Yeah, one thing I found interesting in the article, you talk about sack percentage and pressure percentage.
Right.
And you do point that Josh Allen improved big time in those right. categories. What did you see, you know, particularly end of the season there with Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember some of the numbers with him down in the last part of the year, but it got, if I remember right, it got better. I wrote this a few weeks ago, so I apologize. But it got better, and I think he got better at some of the time. Sometimes the sacks for him were running out of bounds, just like it was in college. Like, you run out of bounds and it's 0 yards, but it's considered a sack. And so I think, like, those are some things you take into account. But I think, like, what happened too, I didn't feel like the offensive line was as solid later in the year in the run game as well. And so I think that contributed to some things. But they felt like he got better with getting rid of the ball. And, you know, your completion percentage is going to go down in that regard. But if you're saving a sack, then that's okay.
JK, did anything in the in the off season acquisitions in free agency or trades that make you scratch your head at all, or were you pretty comfortable with everything they did?
I
was really good. I was really good with the Debo thing. I love that pickup. And then Tunsil is one of the best at his position, so I love that too. But I don't know. Just getting your thoughts on that.
Yeah, for sure. And I did actually had something. I think it came out yesterday about like how the free agency acquisitions impacts maybe what the direction they go in the draft. And so I think some of the things I liked. First of all, the Tunsil and Debo. Like Debo. It's a fifth-round pick. Like, I think he's going to be worth that, right?
Oh, yeah.
And Tunsil, like you said, you're building that wall. I don't think they're done building that line. And I think, you know, that is step one. They wanted to get a premium left tackle. I mean, this is where it goes back to what that article, like, build the wall in front of him, continue to protect him, and don't force him to run as much as he had to last year. So I love that. I think the one thing that everybody's curious about was Javon Kinlaw.
Right.
And just not so much that they signed him, but the deal. Now, the deal, people look at, you know, it's an average of 15 per year. Well, he's not counting 15 this year. It's $7 million, a little more than $7 million on the cap this year. Like, that's not bad at all, you know, with where the cap is gone. Next year, it would be like 18. So if he doesn't produce, then it's like, okay, you're living with that for a year. But, you know, I think that's the one clearly they know a lot more about him than I do, than others do, right? You know, Daryl Tapp coached him. Adam Peters was in San Francisco with him. Dan Quinn built his career off of, you know, coaching, starting with the defensive line. So those guys know, and they have a plan for him. I think I'm most curious to see what is that plan, and can you unlock more of the consistency from this game than maybe the Jets or Niners were able to do? And I know they feel like injuries played a big part in his not, maybe in some of that inconsistency. So we'll see. And I would say like most curious about, because, you know, I don't know more than they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just getting your vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, but I do think that's the one where if you say, okay, let's see what they're do there. But by and large, like, I liked, like, the Jonathan Jones signing. I love that because I think he's their kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he gives you some of that flexibility goes back to the article I just wrote. Like, you don't have to get a corner in the first round or second round if it's not there. If you want it, if you say, like, we like this guy better, but we want to get a corner later in the draft to develop, you can do that because you have Jones and Sammer still with Marshawn Lattimore and Igbinoghene back as well. So he has the flexibility to go inside or outside just like Sammer still. So I like that signing. Dietrich Wise, I like that. I think those are, again, their kind of guys. And, you know, he's not a Pro Bowler, but I think he adds depth. I think the D-line depth is better than it was a year ago, 1 through 9, right? And do they need more? Yeah, you could use a young pass rusher. But I like the depth that they built. And I think that's important. And so, you know, I don't have any big issues with really anything they did, because they're one thing too is a lot of these 1 year deals. So, you know, they're not locked into bad deals.
We're joined by John Keim, who covers the Commanders for ESPN.com on the Rude Guest Hotline. So you've reported, John, that the Commanders have met with Ohio State running back Travion Henderson multiple times. Is this a, we're going to pick him at 29 if he's there, or is this a, we're going to move back into the mid-30s, maybe 40 range, get some extra picks because we feel like we can nab him at that spot? What do you see as the most likely scenario for the Commanders?
Yeah, and to be clear, they've met with multiple running backs multiple times. Mm-hmm. I mean, people, you know what I mean? Like, so yeah, Travion's one of them, but they've met with others a few times as well. So I don't want to overstate one guy at this point. I do think that he would be very good in this offense. I don't know that I see them taking a running back in the first round. And so I think like he's a guy, like, if he's sitting there at 61, how do you not consider him? Mm-hmm. I don't know that he will be there at 61. If you trade back and if you're able to either pick up an extra pick or improve your draft standing, then, you know, with some picks in the third round or whatever, like, then I think he would have to be under consideration. I don't know if at 29, I can't say that at 29 he would be, but again, like, he's not the only back that they've met with a couple times. So I don't want to overstate that interest. But clearly there is, because he would fit very well with what they want to do. But, you know, there are also good backs that they've looked at who will be available in the third or fourth round as well. So I think that's clearly a possibility as well. Cause I'm not convinced that they would take a running back at 29. Mm-hmm. I don't, and then it depends, like, well, how is the board falling? What's there?
Right.
You know, is there a scenario there's probably a scenario for most things, but, you know, depending on who is or isn't there, I could see, like, if you trade back, is he a possibility? I would have to say, sure. Cause I don't know that he's not, you know.
How many receivers have they met with multiple times? And would you be surprised if they took a receiver at 29?
A little bit. It depends on who's there, because this is not a draft where teams are expecting a lot of receivers to go in the first round.
Right.
So I think that's, you know, but if a Mecca Ibuka is there, mm-hmm. is he a possibility? Sure. But again, I think then it's like, who else is there? I think, to be honest, if there's an offensive lineman there they like, I think that guy is, I think, you know, I could see them running to the podium for that. You know, I think if there's an edge rusher they really like, you know, then that's another possibility. Corners is certainly a possibility, but I think if you want to continue going back to the first thing we talked about, the article about Jaden, one of the things that they talk about is adding talent, and receiving talent would certainly help. I do think there's some guys after the first round, though, that they like, and, you know, and this is like based on number of meetings or whatever. So, and some of this stuff, like, you hear, listen, there are a lot of players in this draft that they're going to like that they can't take.
Sure.
So, you know what I mean? It's just like, but I got guys like Jaden Higgins, Jalen Noel, like those guys, Ty Felton, who's all those guys will be after the first round. So I don't know, you know, if you're going to feel compelled to take one at 29, but it, you know, again, I mean, I know an Ohio State guy, but Emeka Buka should be a very good NFL receiver for any team. And so you'd have to look at him. But again, then it just depends on who else, what else is available when you're picking.
Most of the mock draft, I know mock drafts mean nothing. Okay. It's just opinions by these guys. But most of the mocks, I would say 65-70% have them going edge if they stay at 29.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of edge. I've seen some offensive tackles as well, but I would agree with you. I don't think they're going to take a running back unless maybe a Hampton slipped and they really love Hampton out of North Carolina. But I
right.
still don't see them taking a running back in the first round. If they stayed at 29, I could see them going edge or possibly receiver. But I would be very surprised if they took a running back.
And I think certainly, you know, clearly they would like a young pass rusher. There's two things that Dan Quinn will always talk about defenses. One is affecting the passer, and two is taking the ball away.
Mm-hmm.
So who are guys who can do that? What, you know, is there, is there you know, a cornerback who can do that? Is a safety? I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. You know, Emin Wari and Starks. I don't know if they'd be available there. The two top safeties in this class probably. So I think edge, but I put O-line on there. Definitely would put O-line on there because, again, go back. And it's funny because I looked up my article just to remind myself, and the pressure percentage and the sack percentage went up. Mm-hmm. And, again, I think a lot of it is that's what they want to resolve. So, you know, there was definitely some pressure in that interior. Like, if they can improve that, I think they absolutely would. And so I think I would put that definitely on the list of desires that they want to fill. But edge would be their corner for sure. And again, running back is such a deep class that, and you know, it's funny because it depends who you talk to, but like Genty, people would put him obviously number one, right? Beyond that, like when I've talked to some people who feel like there's not a wide variance in this running back class in terms of like talent and ability. So like 1 through 9 or 10 or 2, I'd say maybe 10, put Jenny aside, but 2, maybe the next 8 or 9, there are some people who don't think like there's this big wide variance. So if you got one in the 3rd round or 4th round, the value is there. Right. So I think that's something that you have to look at. Now they may not be the same type, but they can certainly come in and help you. That's why I think you could fall there, but like running, you know, again, yeah, edge help. I think one, I go back to the article I wrote the other day, which is that I don't know that they're going to force that pick. I think what they did is they, in free agency, put themselves in a position where they can get something that they really want versus something they really need.
Right.
So if there's not an edge guy, like there are a couple of edge guys, like, you know, they all have questions on them. Mm-hmm. So do you have to take one at 29? There are some guys, like there's an Olafadu kid from UCLA who will not go in the 1st round, most likely, but he might, is he there at 61? Possibly. That's a great spot for him. And, you know, so you know what I mean? You get a guy, a young guy, who can develop, and they don't have to come in and be a 3-down guy. So you don't have to force that pick at 29. I think that's what that's the best thing they did in free agency.
All right, John, good stuff. Looking forward to the draft on Thursday. It's John
Kime. Talk to you next week.
From ESPN.com. Awesome. Thanks, guys. Pal.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, I think that they are in a position where they could draft anything. I went on commanders.com while we're talking to them, the official website of the team, and they call it Mock Draft Monday, and they have a different mock draft. And in the 1st round, the Commanders site points to Yahoo's mock draft where the Commanders take Omario Hampton with the 1st pick, running back North Carolina.
Yeah, Marion Hampton. Yeah, if he drops to 29, I think that would be one of the easiest cards to turn in ever, because I mean, I've seen him going 20 to the Broncos, like they desperately need RB help. I don't think he'd be there at 29, but I mean, weirder things have happened on draft day.
But I think the point is that
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Let's BOGO! The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
They're not locked into a certain position.
Right.
We think that they'll go edge, but they could easily go with positions that could surprise you.
Correct.
800-636-1067 is the number you want to chime in throughout the show. Daniel Kelly, former New York Jets scout, is going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock as we talk more NFL draft. And remember, in the 8 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock hour, we're giving away tickets to Game 2 of the Caps playoff series against the Canadiens. And we're doing it all day on 106.7 The Fan. Listen every hour from 8:20 a.m. to 5:20 p.m. for your chance to win playoff tickets.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.